T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ah, you caught me. Yes, here I am. I was just, as a matter of fact, just thinking a moment ago about something I was expecting in the mail, wanting to check the mail today, and then it hit me. No, doofus, there's no mail today. It's President's Day. Good to have you with us at the entire little get-together here that we call 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. We're also at 106.3WORD.com. And we're working on making us available intravenously. Just jab us in your arm and get a conservative high. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. More from which in a moment here. So here it is, President's Day. So named because no president was actually born on this date. Well, no, it started as an observance of George Washington's birthday, which is, of course, actually February the 22nd. That's Friday of this week. And then they sort of threw in that other super great president, Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday was February 12th, which is to say last Tuesday. And they put them both on the third Monday in February. This was part of that Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which took effect in 1971, designed to give us more three-day weekends, which has some appeal. I understand that. One can only wonder how Independence Day failed to become the first Monday in July, or Christmas, the third Monday in December. Anyway, there are all sorts of sales, of course, going on today. So among the commercials you hear right here on 106.3 WORD, be sure to buy half a dozen of whatever bargains they're selling out there. Today's supposed to be a pretty good day for towels, bedding, and winter clothing. And the website Shop It To Me says clothing bargains in recent years on President's Day have surpassed all other holidays, averaging 47% off. So something to keep in mind. Actually, we didn't even observe Washington's birthday as an official nationwide federal holiday until 1885. Washington and Martin Luther King Jr. remain the only two individuals whose birthdays are federal holidays. Now, granted, Washington and Lincoln are pretty big deals presidentially. One got the country going, the other kept it going. But you still have to wonder how February became the month for President's Day. It only has four presidential birthdays, Washington, Lincoln, Reagan, and William Henry Harrison, the same as January, March, April, and July. August and November both have five presidential birthdays, and October has six: Carter, Hayes, Arthur, Eisenhower, Teddy Roosevelt, and John Adams. The fewest birthdays belong to September, which only has William Howard Taft, who, of course, was big enough to be more than one president. And then May and June have two each. In fact, until 1989, June had no presidential birthdays, but then along came George H.W. Bush, June 12th, and now Donald Trump, June 14th, two of the past five chief executives. So, speaking of presidential birthdays, June is busting out all over. There you go. It doesn't feel like a holiday to me, I must confess that. No slap at our presidents. I guess just like Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday does not feel like a holiday to me, I suppose that you know, the time off, which of course is not time off for me anyway, unless I'm, you know, maybe I commemorate it by filling in for one of the fine people here at WORD, so it's an extra day of work for me, perhaps. But I mean, you don't ever send President's Day cards. You don't hang your President's Day stocking with care by the chimney. You don't wait for the president to come down the chimney with a sack full of gifts, although I suppose that a lot of the electorate probably does just exactly that. They're waiting for Barack Obama to to at least symbolically come down the chimney with all kinds of federal goodies to hand out. But it's just not the kind of, you know, the family doesn't get together from all across the country for President's Day, so it never has felt like a holiday to me. Certainly, by most of the standards I just outlined, the Super Bowl is a lot more of a holiday because, you know, people do get together and they congregate, they celebrate in one form or another. So it's a day off, and that's fine, but it just never felt like one to me. It's now 5:12 here at 106.3 WORD. Steve is in Easley to give us a quick check-in this afternoon. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Jim. I'd like to let everybody know that tomorrow night in Pickens at the Pizza Inn, we're going to have a meeting of conservatives of the upstate. We're basically the equivalent of a Tea Party group. We just don't use Tea Party in our name. But we'll be at Pizza Inn, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. There's a meeting room in the back. And if somebody really wants to get involved in local politics or even state politics, we're there. We're going to be talking about things that affect the county. We're going to be talking about things that affects everybody in the state. And so everybody's invited to come out tomorrow night.
Well, I think that's an excellent and worthwhile cause. Let me ask you the extent to which this at all overlaps with the Republican Party, which, of course, is thought of as being the principal conservative organization in the country. But then again, from time to time, maybe more often than that, we get disappointed by Republicans. So to what extent does your membership and, let's say, the Republican Party of this area overlap?
Well, you know, there are people who call themselves Republicans, and there are people who call some of those people rhinos. We're the ones that are doing the, you know, there's a rhino. We're conservatives. There's a big difference between conservative and Republican. Now, some of the participants in tomorrow night's meeting are people who go to Republican Party meetings. Actually, I'm one of the people in the Pickens County Republican Party, but this is separate. The Republican Party is limited to promoting Republicans and the Republican Party platform. We're a little bit more free to talk about other things that are nonpartisan but very important to conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a website, by the way?
ConservativesOfTheUpstate.com.
Very good. ConservativesOfTheUpstate.com. And again, the meeting is at the
Pizza Inn.
Pizza Inn in Pickens.
Pickens.
It's tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Any fee attached to that, or
no? Just show up and yeah. Open ears, and if you got something to say, you're welcome to come in and say something.
After the initial impetus of the Tea Party movement, which let's face it, was 2010, and that's been 9 years, is there still excitement, especially after some of the disillusionment and the disappointments that we've witnessed? Are people still eager and enthusiastic?
Well, what I've noticed is some people got a lot more deeper in their involvement, which is a good thing. And those people who are just there to be casually entertained have kind of dissipated a little bit. So in some ways, we're stronger. We have people who actually want to make a difference. And that's true for all the Tea Party groups. But, you know, we're a little bit smaller. And we always need new people to come in because those people who have been trying to fight for what's right, you know, looking out to protect your rights, some of us get burned out. So we need a little bit of help and reinforcement every now and then. So if somebody just is interested but doesn't really want to get involved, just come and listen to us. That's all you got to do. And that's true for every group in every county. You know, Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson, everywhere. Just
go
out there and get involved a little bit.
All right. So, again, that's conservativesoftheupstate.com. They're going to be having a meeting. That's this coming evening, Tuesday night, at 7 p.m. at the Pizza Inn in Pickens. And it seems like a most worthwhile idea. Thanks, Steve, for sharing that. I hope everybody who can goes out and has a chance to take part. Thank you, sir. All righty. It's now 5:16, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. For me? Oh, gosh, you shouldn't have. But you did. So here I am, and, hey, you know, I got to do something to earn my pay, and we can't just play records till 7. So let's chat, shall we? It's now 5:21. Good afternoon, all. Jim Bohannon in for Bob McLean today. He's got the President's Day off. Tara was off today. I think Vince worked, if I'm not mistaken. Don't remember if Rush worked or not, quite honestly. I was in and out today. And we have the Ingalls Advantage talk line just set for you at 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. We've got the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. And textually speaking here, the holiday today is Washington's birthday. There is no President's Day. That's an advertising gimmick, not being picky, just correct. Partially correct. It started out, of course, as Washington's birthday. But in point of fact, by the 1980s, it was known to many Americans as President's Day. By the early 2000s, as many as half of the 50 states had changed the name to President's Day on their calendars. Some, in fact, even choose to customize the holiday by adding other figures to the celebration. Arkansas, for example, celebrates Washington and civil rights activist Daisy Gadsden Bates. Alabama uses President's Day to commemorate Washington and Thomas Jefferson. But the texter is correct in that I don't think that officially, federally, they've ever changed the name away from Washington's birthday. Another texter says it's another day for the post office to take off. What can you do? What can you do? All right. Which leads me to another thing that came up that I thought was, and another texter says, Washington's birthday is the 22nd. That is correct. That is correct. Friday. But that wouldn't give you this week. There, of course, you could have a three-day weekend, but when it falls in the middle of the week, that's what we're after, which is why I noted earlier that it's a miracle that Independence Day isn't the first Monday in July or Christmas, the third Monday in December. But something interesting that has occurred to me, of course, the most visible sign of our presidents is Mount Rushmore. And there are four presidents up there. If they were just now carving Mount Rushmore, which presidents would you choose? Now, for the record, if you don't know, left to right, these 60-foot-high heads are, and probably for some presidents that would be life-size, these 60-foot-high heads are George Washington on the far left, not a reflection of his ideology. Then that's followed by Tom Jefferson, third president, author of the Declaration of Independence, and also the guy who bought the Louisiana Purchase. This, mind you, was the president who was most of the view that government should be limited, particularly the federal government, and in most particular the presidency. And so he committed an act which, while it did wonders for the country, was very much against his philosophy. By what authority did he buy the Louisiana Purchase? And the answer, of course, was because it was such a bargain, I guess. All right, then the next president, third, going left to right, Teddy Roosevelt, our 26th president. And, of course, as this was being carved, which was October of 1927 till October of 1941, Teddy had only been dead for 8 years when they started carving this, so he was still very big in their minds. And then, of course, at the far right, you had Abraham Lincoln, and, of course, held the country together when it was about to split apart. So I'm curious, who would be your most monumental president? Just curious. If we were carving Mount Rushmore today, who would you put up there? Washington, Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, or somebody else? Just curious. 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Among the presidents, by the way, in our most recent history, these were the presidents after Teddy Roosevelt until the carving began, William Howard Taft, Woodrow Wilson, Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge, and then the presidents since then, Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush Jr., Barack Obama, Donald Trump. Those are the presidents. Who would you put up there? Just curious. Ronald Reagan certainly would be high on my list, very honestly. But I'm curious who you would pick in that regard. They don't get much credit, but Calvin Coolidge, of course, was probably as small government a person as ever existed in the White House. Very, very strong believer in that. And by the way, despite his penchant for not saying a lot, it so happens that that Coolidge actually was a pretty witty guy when he chose to be. He just chose to do so with very few words. But it's a question that I would. I'm just kind of curious as to who you would put up there. It's the most visible sign of the presidency. Those heads are 60 feet tall. If you've ever seen the movie North by Northwest, you get some idea of just how big they are. I mean, you know, just to trim Lincoln's nose hair, you know, you need a scaffold and a chainsaw, for Pete's sake. So, anyway, 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Other things that, of course, we'll be talking about today, but I'm curious as to how you feel about that. As I say, I've never gotten into the whole president's birthday thing. I'm always forgetting that it's a day off, because it's rarely a day off for me. Usually it means I work extra. There are no signs of celebration, no decorations for President's Day. So it just doesn't feel like a holiday, but it is. And if you got the day off, well, good for you. I'm happy for you. Here you go. Katie and Danner text in Teddy Roosevelt and FDR. She would include both of the Roosevelts. All right. Another said I'd probably replace Teddy Roosevelt with Andrew Jackson for his financial responsibility, but I doubt many Native Americans would approve. Well, maybe not. That'd be their call. So we got a vote for Teddy Roosevelt and FDR, a vote against Teddy Roosevelt. A vote for Andrew Jackson. Jackson, I must confess, I'm surprised that he doesn't get more respect. I know we're talking about taking him off the $20 bill, but anyway. Oh, here you go. I'll add Jefferson Davis to Mount Rushmore. Okay, there you go. You know, people have talked about having a presidential term of 6 years. Jefferson Davis was elected to a 6-year term. He didn't get to serve the whole 6 years, but he was. More to come. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 106.3 WORD. It's 529. Oh, it must be my turn here, I guess. We were just talking a bit about who you would put on Mount Rushmore since it's President's Day if they were starting over, and we couldn't go with the folks who are up there now, or you could if you chose to keep them, but we wouldn't start necessarily with George Washington, Tom Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Abe Lincoln. Who would you put up there? All right. 1-800-347-1063. Let's talk to Charles in Anderson. Hello, Charles. Are you there, Charles?
Hello, I'm there.
Very good, sir.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my phone off the speaker. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
I'm not sure that I would change anything at Mount Rushmore. I like the idea of Andrew Jackson, but I would probably go ahead with what it is now. But the thing about President's Day, I think we need to go back to Washington. And just call it, you know, Washington Day or whatever it was before.
It was Washington's birthday, yeah.
Right. You know, that's where we started. And I think if you're ever going to bring the country together, I think that would be a good place to start.
Because, well, certainly
Washington,
he... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he was one that got us started. He, you know, and I don't want to start a debate about the Civil War, but there's two big differences between Washington and Lee. Lee thought he needed to win the war, and he wasted an awful lot of blood on an awful lot of useless hills, and it cost him in the end. Washington had a different philosophy. He didn't need to win the war. All he needed to do was not lose.
Well, that's an interesting point, and certainly he lasted, as it were, and kept us going. That's certainly true in that regard.
Right.
Teddy Roosevelt, Tom Jefferson, you'd stick with them too.
Yeah, especially Jefferson, and as far as the Louisiana Purchase, he did what he thought was best for the country, and I certainly would go along with it if it was something that was going on today.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the right thing for the country. It just so was so against his personal philosophy that I've often wondered what kind of a mental debate did he have with himself.
Right. And you can assume he had one, but I think he in the end he did what he felt like was best for the country, and I think that was certainly what was best for the country at the time.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Absolutely. I mean, we would have almost certainly the country today would have stopped at the Mississippi River. I don't think there's much question about it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, good points, Charles, and I thank you for sharing. So, Charles in Anderson is a guy who would simply keep things pretty much the way they are. So, others, the texters are coming in right and left at the Common Sense Retirement, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307 here. Let's see here. I would replace Roosevelt with Reagan because Reagan took down the Soviet Union. I would pull up Trump because he's probably next to George Washington, the most honest president we've ever had, and you can easily tell he loves his country. Okay. Very good. Jimbo said, I'd add JFK, Reagan, and dare I say Donald Trump. Well, dare you say indeed. You know, Kennedy, I'll be honest with you, there was a lot that was very inspiring about Ted Kennedy. I was coming of age when John Kennedy, sorry. I was coming of age when John Kennedy took office. And, of course, he was a movie star, handsome, and the wife was Hollywood beautiful and all the rest of that. You stop and think about it, a lot of what he tried to get done, he never did get done. Granted, he was not allowed even a full term in office. But in terms of sheer accomplishments, I'm not sure that I would put JFK up there. Okay, here. Mama said those four presidents were picked for a reason and wouldn't change a thing. Okay. They were picked for reasons, but of course we're all allowed to have our own reasons. That's very true. James K. Polk. Now here's an interesting person. James K. Polk. Most people don't hear much about Polk. Polk was the original Manifest Destiny president. He believed firmly the United States should stretch from sea to shining sea. If I'm not mistaken, I think on his watch we didn't have any federal indebtedness. There were a number of things to say about James K. Polk, and he doesn't get his due, I don't think. He gets short shrift, and Polk should get longer shrift, I think, in terms of our president. So that's a presidential scholar talking right there on the text line. Reagan, Coolidge, Jackson, Eisenhower. Interesting choices. Eisenhower has gotten to look better and better and better in the days following his presidency. If you're old enough, you do. He was sort of thought of as that elderly guy, the retired general who liked to putter around literally on the putting green in the back of the White House and didn't amount to much. Very unfair, very inaccurate. Eisenhower did a lot of good things, and I'm glad to see that someone mentioned Eisenhower. Oh, this is cute. President Whitmore. President Whitmore from Independence Day would be one of my choices. Well, that's true. None of the other presidents could say that they whipped the intergalactic tyranny. That's very true. Okay. Strictly for the opportunity to hear his name, I will say Millard Fillmore. very good. Millard Fillmore, who at one point led a political grouping known as the Know-Nothing Party. Not one of our stellar presidents, but sure, for the opportunity to say his name, why not? Millard Fillmore, by the way, and Katie Couric and Nicolas Cage have the same birthday, January 7th. Another texter, Washington, Lincoln, Reagan, and Trump. I would think that would be maybe a consensus view of many. Here you go, Washington, Jefferson, Reagan, Jackson. And I'm assuming that they mean Andy Jackson. Yeah, he's been the only Jackson president we've had. We had two Bushes, two Adamses, two Harrisons, and two Johnsons, but they weren't related. And this one says, I would put Jefferson up. That would be Jefferson Davis. Okay. Oh. Texter says, Jimbo, were you alive during the Coolidge presidency? Yeah, and that kid Coolidge, I thought, showed a lot of promise. No, I wasn't alive during the Coolidge presidency. That would make me close to 100 years old. And I'm not. Not that close, anyway. Okay. Oh, this is cute. This may be the best text so far. Phil from Spartanburg. Couldn't put Obama on the Mount Rushmore. Ears wouldn't fit. That's right. There would be room for just Obama and his ears. There would be room for no other presidents up there. That's true. Although, you know, you laugh about Obama's ears, but I understand that he gets HBO for free. That's what I'm just saying. Okay. Teddy Roosevelt and FDR. That's a suggestion here. Okay. A number of people have had some most interesting thoughts today of who you would put up there. Just a few that came to mind. Texter says, George Washington's birthday is on February 22nd. Why are we celebrating it today? Because of the reasons I just outlined, that it makes for a nice three-day weekend. I like Ike. He knew how to get hold of illegal immigration. As a matter of fact, Ike did know how to get hold of illegal immigration. That's very correct. Among his other qualities. Let's see. Accidental Bethany and Lee Vaughn. Well, I must admit, Kate and Danner, you flat flew one past me there. Accidental Bethany and Lee Vaughn. I have not a clue what you're saying, but I read it. Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Trump. Okay. So that would replace Teddy Roosevelt with Donald Trump. Okay. Oh, they didn't mean accidental. They meant accident at Bethany and Lee Vaughn Road. Oh, okay. Thanks, Kate. I thought it was a text about our discussion. This goes to show. Okay. The Louisiana Purchase added France, which was our ally at the time, and removed the risk of future war due to westward expansion. I'll talk some more about that. They weren't really our ally at the time. It's something worth talking about further. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 1063 WORD 545. All righty, we call this meeting to order here. There we go. We've called this meeting to order. Good to have you with us here today at the official meeting of the Bob McLean, Bobby Mack Afternoon Get-Together at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Bobby Mack's got the day off, as I'm sure do many of you. It's President's Day, and he'll be back tomorrow. We're also at 1063WORD.com. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. We've just offered a little President's Day food for thought here. You've got Mount Rushmore, currently Washington, Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Lincoln. If we were starting Mount Rushmore today, who would you put up there? And we've had some very interesting thoughts from a lot of people here. Let's see. Presidents Bartlett and Dalton from the West Wing. Okay. Works for me. Why change the monument? Conservative Kitty loves God. Okay. Well, we could put him up there. Ike also signed the first Civil Rights Act into law. Well, one of them, not the first. Hey, Jim, I moved here from Ohio a couple of years ago. Did I used to hear you on the Columbus, Ohio radio station? You sound very familiar to me. I'm all over the country. I have another show, which is actually my full-time job. My day job is my night job. And, yeah, you heard me in Columbus and a bunch of other places, too. So, yes, that is correct. But I get a chance to fill in here at the Upstate's talk station, which is always a hoot. All righty. Let's see here. Jimbo, in this state's infinite wisdom, they counted 65 million in our state budget that may now have to be removed due to the fact of the unclaimed Mega Millions tickets sold in Simpsonville remain unclaimed, in my opinion, and what my mom taught me many years ago: don't spend money you don't have in your hand. Don't count your chickens before the eggs hatch, et cetera, et cetera. What idiots thought to include this windfall in our state budget, and a bunch of dumb people. This proves the stupidity and poor judgment of this state's leadership. In my humble opinion, thank you, Marion Taylor. So, okay. The reason Obama tried to shut down coal mining was so they would have enough material to put his head on Mount Rushmore. Very funny. You know, if you were to do a poll, and again, that would not be of our listeners, but a nationwide poll, I'll bet you that if I asked this question nationwide of everybody, that Obama would wind up on Mount Rushmore. And a lot of people out there seem to like him, seriously. I know it's not our audience, but a lot of people do. Does Bobby Mack get the day off because he's the president of Insensitivity University? Yes, at Insensitivity University, they give you the day off because deep down inside, they're really very sensitive. Okay? Let's see. Take them all down and put Trump there and make President's Day Trump Day. Okay. Oh, the jackhammers will be going overtime. Very good. Well, that's just a few of the thoughts that have been passed our way here about what we do with President's Day. It is there, and it is a day off. And, hey, what other days off do you want anyway, you know? I'm not sure. We get a number of days off as it is. I was looking at the list of days off here at WORD and our sister stations. It's a pretty fair little list of days. But, again, not everybody gets them, of course. And so, hey, not that I'm bitter. No, indeed. All right. 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063 on the Jim Bohannon version of the Bobby Mack Show as we look ahead to the big battle that'll be taking place, of course, over the border wall and the use of emergency powers. I am looking forward to that being joined. It could be a serious player. I believe the president will do pretty much as he outlined. I think he will prevail eventually. I hate to think how long it'll take, but I think that eventually the Supreme Court will rule that, in fact, the president has the power to use emergency powers to make this happen. We'll see. We'll see. Let's see here. Another texter says, replace Lincoln with someone else. He was a huge player in creating a federal government. Well, of course, there's always been a federal government. He expanded some federal powers. In wartime, he got rid of habeas corpus there for a while. If you wanted to take on the big movers and shakers in expanding federal power, there were two big players. Neither one is on Mount Rushmore: Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt. Those were the two big ones. Those were the two big ones. All right. Okay. And now I got Katie and Danner's text right. First responders at Levon and Bethany. Okay. Sorry about that, Katie. Sitting here immersed in my topic and totally ignoring what some people are sending out over there. And, of course, traffic and weather and all the latest news, all important things to be added to our discussion. And we'll do another handful of that coming up at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock with a look at the big stories of the day. It's interesting, as we have made this far into the new year, and we've already begun the third year of the Trump presidency, and you're just not hearing. It's interesting what we're not hearing. We're not hearing the impeachment word. We're not hearing Russian collusion. There are all kinds of things that we're not hearing, which I think are rather encouraging. We're hearing stuff about lynchings, of course, which pretty much doesn't happen anymore. And, of course, the Jussie Smollett story is going to turn, I think, out to be real sour for those on the left. But I'm encouraged not just by what we're hearing, but by what we are not hearing. Back when they were just about to take over the majority in the House, the likes of Jerry Nadler, now the House Judiciary Committee Chair, Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee Chair, sounded as though they were going to go full bore right down the road toward impeachment. They weren't going to get a conviction, of course, but that's okay. They would just try to embarrass the president. That's all they were hoping to do, hope that that would be enough to undo him on re-election time in 2020. Anyway, for what it's worth, I simply note that what I'm not hearing is, I think, a golden sound. Mostly we're hearing Democrats bickering with other Democrats about who is the most crazy left-winger. I say let them tear themselves apart. We'll talk some more about that. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 106.3 WORD, 3 minutes now before 6.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.